Audio.
Thank you for coming. Do we, okay, we do have a quorum. We do have a quorum.
Yes, Mayor, we have a quorum.
I'd like a motion to approve the agenda, the consent agenda, and the minutes from the June 6, 2022 council meeting, please.
So moved.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Communications in your packet. There's a letter I wanted the council to see that the Regional Wastewater Treatment Plant is receiving the 2021 Wastewater Treatment Plant Outstanding Performance Award. I just thought the council should be aware of that. So I had her put it in the packet. So did anybody have any questions or comments about the letter?
That's great. And that's for the third year in a row or something?
I can't say for sure, but this is the second consecutive year. So,
awesome.
So they work very hard out there, and it's always nice to get recognized for something to do well. So, all right. Moving along, items from the public. I'm assuming you guys are here for the Alder lease, which we'll be discussing shortly. Actually, we'll be discussing next. Okay. So item number 7 is the Alder and Company lease agreement. And I also emailed, and I gave you a hard copy today if you didn't get the email, of a response from Alder and Company. But what I'd like to do is I would like to make a proposal to the council on the lease agreement that you have, the proposed lease agreement is to leave their lease the same as it is now through the end of the year. So it would stay at $500 a month through 2022. And then in 2023, I would propose that we go with the square footage increases that I had proposed in the lease agreement, if the council would so agree to that. Yes.
I just want to make sure I understand. You say 2023 to April 1st, 2023. That's when the current one.
Right. Okay. And I'll make those adjustments. Okay. Yes.
And then it's not a package deal, right? We wouldn't agree to that. And right now, agree to the terms of a contract to start on April 1st, 2023. We're just saying that's a good plan. Keep this contract for now. You would still come to us with a final of the contract to start then closer to that date?
Actually, I'm proposing the proposed lease agreement that's in front of you. Okay. That then in 2023, would go based on square footage as I have listed here. And then it would still be a 3-year contract. So the only thing different is that it would stay as is until April. And then April of 2023 would start as proposed.
Mm-hmm. Is the pricing for the increases here, is that similar to what we've done for other for-profit?
It's a little bit less than what we did for the restaurant, but the reason being is there isn't anything in that building as opposed to the restaurant, who has, you know, their significant amount of equipment. In the restaurant, as opposed to this building, is basically just an empty building. So it's a little bit less. I think we started at 50 cents for the restaurant. So it is a little bit less, yes. But it is based on square footage.
The only thing I'm concerned about is the letter. They did put a lot more work into that place?
Yes, they did.
Make a difference? Whereas the restaurant, we put a lot more work in.
Yeah, absolutely. And we can certainly adjust the square footage amount. I mean, we had discussed 35 cents and then four, let's see, 40 and then 45. And we could certainly start it in 2023 at 35 cents. I mean, we can definitely go down if you guys feel so inclined. And since we were going to start at 35 in 2022, I'm not opposed to starting in 2023 at 35.
Yeah, I just feel like we treat everybody fairly. And I'm not saying we're not trying.
Right.
But, knowing what it costs to do improvements and knowing what other places that we've rented to have not done it, it seems only fair to take that.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, then would the council be agreeable so that in 2023, it would, at the end of this lease, they'll stay at 500 until April of 2023, and then we'll go to square footage at 35 cents. And then in April of 2024, it would go to 40 cents.
No.
Okay.
I can appreciate the work that was done.
Okay.
It's not clear to me why we didn't do the work. It's very clear in the contract that's our responsibility to do that work and pay for that work. And so I would hope going forward, either the contract makes it really clear that they get credit for that, or the contract makes it clear that we agree to do it and then follow through and do it. I don't see the urgency. We just put this missing from our packet accidentally.
Yeah.
We just saw these numbers 2 minutes before the meeting for a contract that doesn't come into effect until April of next year. I don't know why we should try to make a decision on it today and not take at least 2 weeks to think about it. Normally we get a weekend to think about it.
And I'm not
way to do that. So I would be more in favor of, I like the first part of the proposal that, closing or not taking the opener on pricing. Don't agree that that time is closed. It very clearly hasn't closed in the contract. There is no closure, but I have no need to make a change to the contract as written for the remainder of it. And then I would want to table this at least until next meeting.
Okay. I don't have a problem with that, and I can certainly rewrite it with the April April dates in it if that's what the council would like to see. So.
I would be agreeable to tabling it, but I would like possibly to see to prepare it if it has some protective maintenance costs for the
building. And that certainly can happen. He is on vacation.
Yes.
So.
So we table it maybe have time. To,
yeah.
Because that was
because then we can know what we're looking forward to in the next however many years.
Yeah. And that was really useful when we were thinking about pricing on the restaurant, when he gave us that, cost replacement and things like that.
So, yep. We'll just table it until the next meeting. Okay. All right. Thank you.
You want action on the first part of it?
I think, why don't we just table the whole thing? Why don't you give me a motion to table it, please?
There's a motion that we table the Alderman Company lease until we have information from Public Works on maintenance upkeep and anticipated costs.
Okay. Second? Okay. Any additional discussion?
We want to give these folks the chance to.
Why don't we do the motion and then when we're all done, if they want to talk, I'll give them a chance. Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. And would you like to talk now? And do you have anything you'd like to say or?
We were primarily here just to represent our company, be part of the discussion. I will say, I think the conversation that went on is just went ahead and took care of the repairs, because when you're running a retail business and you want it to be a place where people can come and enjoy themselves, you need to move quickly. And so that's a part of the conversation, and that's part of why I think, you know, we have a tendency as a for-profit to just put the money out there, take care of what needs to be taken care of. I personally was up there painting the fascia because it's my business. And for the opening day, I wanted it to look the best it possibly could. And I wasn't going to wait for 3 weeks for somebody to make a decision about where the money was going to come from. It wasn't going to cost me a whole lot in the grand scheme of things. So I think it's important to, you know, take into account that the decisions that are made, and I appreciate Dee, you being very assertive. I think that's really refreshing. But I think it's important to also take that into account. You know, there are people who are depending on this decision, and their livelihoods depend on altered code in some degree. So the other thing that I just wanted to highlight is that, you know, I think that we hear the terms for profit a lot. And, you know, from the time that we came here, the very first time, there was a lot of concern about it being for profit, because ultimately, if this business were to take off, Jeff and I would be the sole beneficiary of, you know, massive amounts of money that are rolling in. And, you know, I by no means want to get the impression that Alder is suffering, but we're really good at making it look good. And we're really good at making it look successful. But the reality is that almost everything that we bring into Alder & Co., it goes back into the business. We don't take paychecks. We're not driving fancy cars. We're not paying our bills with the money that Alder & Co. is getting. So the consideration of the cost for maintenance and keeping the monthly cost low for us is really beneficial to the whole community that is part of Alder & Co. It's not putting money in our pockets. So I just want to make sure that that's really clear. And we, you know, we started this business with our friends, with our community, because of a lot of things that took place prior, you know, sipping shops and all vendor markets. And, you know, it was a collaborative idea that just came to fruition. And Jeff and I happened to be in a position where we could make it happen. And with the partnership of the city, we were able to find a space where we could afford to do it. You know, we shopped around a little bit, and, you know, unfortunately, the reality of real estate right now is that there isn't anywhere that is financially reasonable to do what we're doing. We have to scale it way back or much smaller, you know, things like that. So I guess my perspective is that it's a collaborative effort, you know, between us and the vendors and the city, and the city offering the space that, you know, we're happy to take on some of those extra maintenance costs, because it's like a community hub, like what's written up in the, you know, the Herald. It's just a place that we want to create where people feel at home, and it's really reflective of our community. It's not a for-profit situation. So thanks for letting me get on my soapbox.
Thank you.
And
very
thanks
much.
For your consideration.
Thank you very much.
Are you not getting landlord support from the city?
I wouldn't say that we have felt that we haven't had support. I think it's actually, it's been really, you know, especially as of late, we've had a lot more support.
Okay, that's something. When you say you didn't want to wait 3 weeks for the building to get painted, we suffer from not being here every day, so we don't know if it takes 3 weeks. And my expectation is that it wouldn't take 3 weeks. So if we are having those kinds of issues, where as the landlord, we are not being responsive. If we want to know about that, if you want to paint it, that's fine, but I don't want you to have to paint it because the city isn't responsive. I want you to tell us the city's not responsive, and then we work to fix that so that you can just run the business.
Absolutely, and I appreciate that a lot. And I think it's an ever-evolving relationship. You know, I think, you know, what's happening in that space isn't something that the city agreement has had either. So we're kind of both learning as we go along. And I would say, you know, to give credit, I think, you know, we are getting better together. I mean, there has been more responsiveness. And I know when Joe taking over the theater and getting a lot of those improvements done, that's been really quick and really great. So I think that, you know, things are improving. So I don't want to leave the impression that you're disgruntled or anything like that. That's not.
And I think that if I'm, and maybe I'm wrong, but I think that there was a time when there was just a poor lack of communication. And a lot of things were not communicated effectively. And that is something that we've been working on really hard. And I think that hopefully that's better than it was. So. Do you guys have anything else? Okay. Thanks for coming. The Raymond number 8, the Raymond Theater lighting proposal. I'd like for you to take the lead on that, Ian, if you don't mind.
So everybody's up to speed. I don't know if you're going to start because I don't remember, but we, way back, we got proposals on the lighting. We did nothing with it. Then we got grant. Then we decided to do something with it again. And right before we pulled the trigger, we stopped and said, you know what? This is all for replace in kind. And if anybody has ever run the lighting board there, we don't want replacement. We want better than that. And so we went out for it again. And that's what we got here. We've only got bids from 2 of the 3. I don't know why. I assume it went to everybody again. Yeah, okay. So they had an opportunity. And we've got 2 bids for lighting that will kind of light the entire stage evenly, which we don't have now, and lighting that is simple to use. Those are the 2 things. And if you read through the proposal in there, that was kind of what we wanted. We wanted something that kind of fits the most events in some way or another and is easy enough for people from the community to use, because that's the reality, is that people come in and use it. We don't have a lighting person there for a lot of things. We got those proposals. 2 of them for white or color, 1 for white lighting only. White lighting came in around 15,000. The color lighting came in 18 and 19,000. And those are parts only. That is not installed. I think installation, we would be looking at another 3,000 or 4,000 would be my guess. I think any of them would be fine. I think the color, so we were kind of trying to stay under 20,000. So the white at 15,000 with 4,000 for installation meets that. Color does not meet that. It's over by a few thousand. I don't know which we want to do. You know, there's arguments for both, right? The white doesn't limit us. I suppose it does. But in the many years that I have been helping run events down there, there's not been that much request for really specialized lighting. And so I don't know, I kind of lean towards the white only for that, but it is limiting. And that just makes me nervous, like, to not spend another $3,000 now to open it up to different things for the next 10 years. But do I think we're going to get those things in the next 10 years? I don't have any way to know.
Hang on just a minute, please. Are you wanting to talk, Craig?
I just wanted to make sure that the light in motion was one of the 2 that you received the quote from, that it didn't get lost in your email box.
It is not.
I sent that on May 31st, the day before the June 1st deadline. 3 different options.
Yeah, I will say, Craig, I was surprised not to see one from you. That makes more sense.
I can resend that now if you'd like, but
okay. And so we've got a CCI Solutions and we've got a Go Night or somebody, Night Sound, and apparently we have their Craigs that we need to look at. And that's fine, because I wasn't coming here to make a specific recommendation. I was coming here to say, I think the next thing is I want to actually talk to these people, make sure I'm not misunderstanding it, because $18,000 is a big thing to have a misunderstanding on, and having a half-hour conversation is a pretty easy thing to do in comparison.
So what I my recommendation is, Mayor and Councillor Farrell, would be for you to take this information and contact all 3. Kayla will get you the information for Craig. and speak to all three of them, and then we'll table it for a recommendation and a vote at the next council meeting. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And I mean, how fast do you want to move on this?
Well,
do you
we've been dinging around with this since January.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so we're in almost July, so 7 months. Yeah. I would like for us to definitely at least make a decision. So, because as the things are going nowadays, who knows how long it may take to get the stuff. So
yeah, and they're quotes will probably only last for 90 days.
That's right. So, yeah. And I'm not as concerned about going over that 20. I want something for the theater that will take us into the future. Okay.
Very good. So.
Karen?
Yeah, I have a question. Yes. So just to clarify, I guess, are we going to go up for bids then on the installation? If this doesn't include it, this is just parts.
This is just parts, yeah. And I don't know, and I was hoping Eric would be here, but I don't know if that $4,000 is we go out to bids or we just have a, I don't know if that's on a small work.
And just that's just a small works roster. Wasta. Can't talk tonight. Roster, and we'd get somebody local to do that. So,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And two of these are local, and I believe have the ability to also do installation. One of them isn't, and then
the
contractor, but I think any of those situations.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yes.
There's money in the budget from a previous grant that we never spent on this.
The grant was spent, but not on what it was supposed to be spent for.
That
so,
like
yes. Yeah. So, yes, that money still has to, it's going to be spent on what it was meant to be spent for. So, and we will use that money as it was earmarked.
Okay. That all sounds fine, and I can do all this.
Okay, so I have a motion to table this until the next council meeting. Second. Okay, all those in. Oh, any additional discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Okay. No motion carried. Thank you.
Craig has something.
Oh, Craig. Yes.
I've resent the email. If you don't receive it, please let me know, to the theater at Raymond. The other thing I wanted to mention is, like, whether you choose mine or any other bid, I would recommend getting a renewal on the 30-day price quotes, because I found that the price change from my first quote to the second quote basically took that $5,000 increase and reduced it to $3,500 because of price increases on the parts that I had originally quoted for you had increased that much. So
Craig, the reason your quote was missed because it wasn't sent to the correct email. So you were supposed to send those to me at clerk.
Yeah. Okay. I'll get that out to you then.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. So while he's doing that, we'll move on to Fire Chief Bill Didion.
Hello, everybody. So I just want to give you a quick update on our testing process. This last week we had the civil service portion of our testing process and had a handful of applicants. Things went well, and just waiting for the list to get finalized so we can continue on, and I'll update you when that all happens. I want to thank Kayla for all her hard work with this. She did an amazing job. I think this was her first civil service testing process, and she was a huge help. And it went very smooth. So thank you, Kayla. And that's about all I have for tonight.
Thanks, Chief. Police Chief Chuck Spohr. Do you have anything to
add? Nothing to report.
Thanks for filling in. Eric Weiberg's on vacation. Clerk Treasurer Kayla McIntosh.
So we actually skipped this item on the agenda, but that's okay.
Oh, shoot.
That's
we
okay.
So we go ahead and bring it up.
So we have a CD that has matured at Raymond Federal Bank. And in order for me to see if it's even worth renewing that CD or if we should switch it over into TVI, They won't talk to me about anything because I'm not authorized on the account. And so it actually matured on the 15th. And today is, I think because of the holiday, we'll have till tomorrow to either decide if we're going to move it out of there or renew it, at least get some rates. So I have to be authorized on the account to do any of that. So
I need a motion to authorize Kayla to be on the CD at Raymond Federal, please. Second?
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Do we need to all add the motion to pull anybody off of that?
They'll do that at the, yeah.
Okay. We'll pull Gretchen off. And we do have, I would say maybe put Deborah on there too, just in case. Yep. Can we amend the motion?
Just amend it to add Deborah Pearson as a secondary signer. Yeah, he's yanking his head.
Okay.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Motion carried. Thank you. Sorry I skipped that.
That's okay.
That was probably the most important thing on here tonight. So.
Thank you, Kayla. Are there any more big accounts that we need to consider?
If I'm being honest, I don't know. I'm getting, as I get notices, I do my best to take care of them as I get them. So I think we've covered it, but I don't know for sure.
This should be the last one.
It should be.
Okay.
I won't make any promises. As far as updates, as Bill said, we did civil service testing that went well. For my first time, we had a few different things that will all change and I know what to do for next time, but it overall went well. And so I'll be meeting with the Civil Service Board soon to get that approved. And I wanted to thank you guys for allowing me to be absent for a week so that I could go to training. That was really helpful and helps me learn my role a little bit better. Other than that, I'm just plugging along.
And she's doing a great job. Mayor's comments. What was I saying? I brought it to the council that we were going to move the civil service testing to the county. I had a long talk with Kayla. We were going to leave it in-house. Kayla wants to do it. I said the discussion to move it out of Raymond was a discussion that was held before Kayla was hired. And Kayla really wants to do it. And I said, hey, if you want to do it, we're going to keep it right here. So, and she did her first one all by herself. She's done a great job. The county is always agreeable to come down and help. If we need help, of course, the first one, the gal was sick and couldn't come help her. So, but we're just going to keep it right here. So it'll stay as is. I did send an email to all of you. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but Brian Morley applied for the utility clerk position for the city of Raymond. We went ahead and accepted. We hired him, moved him up. I can't really say we moved him up because technically it really isn't. And it isn't. It's more like a downward, it's a pay cut for Brian. But he wanted to get in the office. He wants to do it. More power to him. I think his first day here is going to be July
5th, his tentative day, but we have some movements within the union, so that could change depending on who takes what.
Yeah, positions. So because now everything in public works is going to, it's the trickle down effect. And Deborah Pearson is moving into the deputy clerk treasurer position. So I also want to let the council know that the second apartment or the only other apartment above the theater is rented. We did not wait for the remodel. It's just too hard, too much, can't get a contractor. It's not in the greatest shape, but it certainly is rentable. It needed some work, and the tenants performing that work, and so it's rented. So that'll be some additional revenue for the city. I think that's all I have. So council comments?
The only one I have is a question that you maybe have. But 101 North out of town, the whole thing's going to cost, like, very obvious. Do they have a plan? Do they share a plan with us, or they wait until it collapses and then they let us sit here for a couple days and then they figure it out?
If they have a plan, they certainly don't share it.
Okay.
So, but I will see what I can find out.
And I mean, thank you. when one lane collapses in, okay, if that whole thing goes at once,
yeah, we're in trouble.
Yeah, we're in trouble. So I would hope they can think about it for a couple hours.
I know. I get really frustrated down here, especially traveling. And I don't travel up there as much as I used to. But if we had all the money, they literally worked on the freeway in Tacoma since the 80s. I mean, it's always it's always been under construction. And if we had if we had just 1 year of the money that they have used up there, we would have them set down here. But that's a whole other story, I guess. But
I plan to have at least one lane open. Hopefully they're planning that far ahead.
I'll see what I can find out.
Okay.
Any additional council comments?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Do I hear a second?
Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Meeting adjourned. Thank you all for coming. It's a pleasure.